Great to be with you all.
我很高兴来到这儿。
We always look forward to coming here.
我总是很期望来到这儿。
And some people ask us, it seems like it's such a long way to go to Plano.
好像我从我家到这儿蛮远。
From Watauga.
Watauga.
But I tell them when we lived in Africa,
我告诉他们，当我住在非洲的时候，
I could get in my four-wheel drive vehicle.
我开一个车。
And I would go over horrible roads.
我会开得很崎岖的道路。
Maybe 1 hour, maybe 2 hours.
一个钟头，两个钟头。
If it rained,
如果下雨的话，
I had a machine on the front of my truck.
我车子前面有一个机器。
What it was a 7,500-pound Warren winch. It was a thing which could pull my truck out of the mud.
哦。是一个很大的卡车，可以把我的车子从泥里面拉上。因为在非洲的路况非常的恶劣。
Sometimes I'd go in one mud hole.
我有时候就到一个 泥坑里面。
Pull out.
然后被拉上来。
Go into the next mud hole.
然后就掉到另外一个。
Pound a tree.
然后又被拉上来。
Pull out.And then when I got to church, I was muddy. But it wasn't bad. We worshiped the Lord and we had a good time. And I got to see the kingdom of God go forward in places where it had not been. But I might spend a long time on the road. So I said, it's easy to go to Plano.
Plano 很容易。
I'm on a nice road.
这路一条很好的路。
And I have my beautiful wife by my side.
而且我太太跟我在一起。
I have my cup of coffee.
然后我还有。
In the coffee holder.
咖啡。
I might even be eating a sausage biscuit.
我甚至在吃早餐。
So no complaints.
我实在没有什么好抱怨。
So it's a very easy trip because when I get to be here, I get to worship with you all.
那我来到这儿，我可以跟你们一起敬拜神。
So we pray for you.
我们为你们祷告。
And I hope you'll pray for us.
我也希望你们为我们祷告。
Because we are on this journey together.
因为我们一同的走这条路。
You say what connects us?
你说什么叫我们在连接在一起
？That's what I wonder sometimes too.
所以我有时候也在想。
That's strange that we're traveling up here to Plano.
我们从那么远地方来到 Plano， 其实
But I believe it's the hand of God that has brought us here.
但我相信是神的手把我们带在一起。
And when I look at you, I am very thankful that we're getting to know you. When I look at each one of you, I just want to say I'm thankful for each one of you.
我看见每一个人的时候，我心里充满了感谢。
And I know Brenda feels that way too.
我相信我的太太Brenda。
So it's good to be here.
我来到这儿真好。
I wanted to just tell you that.I'm going to be talking today about being a foreigner.
今天我要讲的题目就是做一个寄居的人。
And I believe it's something God's been putting on my heart for the last couple of weeks.
就神把这个题目放在我里面两个礼拜。
Because really, I intended to start studying the book of Philippians with you.
因为我想要跟你们一起。
But a couple of weeks ago, the Lord told me there was some heaviness.
但是一两个礼拜以前，神给我一个
负担。And that's a normal thing when you are a foreigner in another country.
当你在另外一个国家，你是个外国人。
In fact, it's a normal thing when you live in a country to feel some heaviness with your own culture from time to time.
你觉得里面很沉重，这是很正常的。
So before we start this, I want to tell you I could talk for hours about this.
我可以一直不停地讲。
Because I lived 15 years in Africa.
因为我在非洲待了15年。
But it wasn't only with Africans that I interacted.
但我不是只有跟非洲人交往。
But I worked with Europeans.
我认识很多欧洲人。
From Eastern Europe and from Western Europe.
东欧或西欧。
I've worked with people from South America.
或者从南非来的人。
And I'm telling you, I know...The joys of learning new cultures.
Yeah, 我可以告诉你，学习新的文化是很多乐趣。
And I also know the challenge.
也有很大的挑战。
But let's pray because I don't want to just talk today.
那让我们一起来祷告，我不要一直讲。
I believe God wants to do some healing here.
我相信。
And so I want to ask God to be in charge of this time.
我相信神今天要医治我们。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Oh Lord, I call on you.
主，我呼求你。
Lord, I just say we need you for every breath.
主，我们每一个气息都需要你。
Forgive us when we think we are doing so well that we don't need you.
赦免我们，如果我们觉得我们不需要你。
But right now we recognize we do.
我们真的是需要你。
Lord, I say thank you for the great successes I see here.
我感谢你为我在这里所看见的。
Lord, I see success.
我看见成功。
I see victory.
我看见得胜。
I see blessing.
我看见。
But I feel like the enemy is trying to steal that from my brothers and sisters.
但是仇敌来要偷窃。
Would you lift them up today, Lord?
是吧？让我们提起来。
Lift them up.
提起来。
Lift us all up.
把我们提起来。
Breathe new life into our bodies.
把新的生命呼吸在我们当中。
Breathe new strength into our bodies, Lord.
给我们新的活泉。
Give our eyes vision to see.
给我们异象，我们可以
看见。And I pray this prayer.
我这样祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Raise your hand if you have ever heard of culture shock.
你若听见文化的冲击。
No surprise. We've all experienced it, no doubt.
我们都经历过。
You know, culture shock is probably not the best word.
文化的冲击可能不是一个很
Because shock sounds like it hits you all at once.
因为这个冲击好像是一下来的。
But my experience is that it might do that.
可能有这种情形。
But I believe culture stress might be a better word for it.
那可能文化的
压力比较妥当。Because the stress comes up and the stress goes down.
因为这压力会上会下。
Some days we feel great.
有的时候我们觉得很好。
Other days we don't feel so well.
有的时候觉得不好。
Some days I feel like a success.
有一天我们觉得得胜。
Other days I feel like a failure.
有的时候我们觉得完全失败。
So maybe stress is a better way to describe it.
所以我觉得压力是比较好的字眼。
You know we're all foreigners. I want to say that from the beginning.
那我一开始就讲，我们都是外国人。
And I've got some good news and some bad news for you.
那我有好的信息，也有不好的信息。
If you're going through culture stress, what I want to tell you is this.
如果你在正在经过这个文化的压力，我要告诉你。
As you get to be more comfortable in a new culture.
当你越来越习惯这新的文化的时候
，That will help you so that wherever you go in the world，
那你不管你到世界任何地方
，You'll feel a little bit more at home，
你就会越来越舒服。
Let's suppose you go to South America，
比如说你去南非
，This experience will help you to adjust there in that new place。
对，你在这里的经历就会帮助你到南美的经历。
Do you believe me？It's true. So I'm telling you, what you're going through now makes you stronger.
所以你现在经历了，可以帮助。
But I've got to tell you the bad news.
但是呢，另外一方面也有不好的信息。
The bad news is that once you have moved to a new place,
当你又搬到另外一个地方
，you don't really feel at home there.
你不觉得像在家里一样。
When you go back to your homeland.
当你回到你的家乡的时候
，You won't really feel at home there.
你也不觉得回到家一样。
I'm sorry, I had to tell you that. You know, the Kipsigis have a proverb that says, "Don't beat the messenger."
有一句话说，不要伤害那个传信息的人。
You know, in some ways, your children will experience this as well.
同样的，我们的孩子也会经历这种情形。
In fact, there's a technical term in sociological circles for this.
有一个心理学上的名词。
It's called third culture children. Have you all ever heard of that?
第三文化小孩。
Raise your hand if you've heard of that.
小孩。
I know my wife has. We had some third culture children. Now, here's the problem.
那我们有很多第三文化的孩子。
We go to Africa.
我们到了非洲。
We have children born in Africa.
我们的孩子在非洲生的。
And some of them, when they were younger, could speak some of those languages.
那他们小的时候，他们可以说非洲的话。
Were they African?
但他们是非洲人吗？
No. Were they American?
他们是美国人吗？
I don't know. So they have to come to terms with the fact that they're bigger than just African and they're bigger than just American.
他们需要了解他们比非洲人或美国人还要大。
Now I've told you the bad side. The good side is that most third culture children
但是好处是这些第三文化的孩子
are very articulate.
他们很会讲。
They're good at presenting themselves to adults and other children.
他们很会跟大人或孩子表达他们自己。
That practice of going back and forth between cultures equips them to be stronger.
因为在两个不同的文化里面呢，就装备了他们，叫他们比较强，更强壮。
And so I'm talking to the third culture children here today too, and that.Doesn't matter. I know Andrew, for example. He's a third culture child, even though he's a grown man. So, at one, I know he's not here. But he would be an example of someone like that. But I want to tell you, maybe you've been raised in this culture. And I know there's some people here like that as well.
或许你是在这个文化里面长大的。
You experience this as well.
你也同样经历这个第三文
化。As a Christian.And even as someone created in the image of God,
就像基督徒来讲，我们是
照着神的形象造。There are times that you long for something more, and you don't know what it is.
你里头有一个渴望，
你不知道是什么。You flip on the TV.
你打开电视。
And you flip through the channels.
然后你。
No, I don't want that. Don't want that. I don't want a game.
不要看。
I don't want a drama. I don't want a comedy. What is it that I want?
我不知道要什么。
You walk over to the refrigerator, open the door, you think that's what you want. Nah, open the freezer door, ice cream maybe?
Yeah, 或许打开冰柜。
That's not it.
冰淇淋吗？
There's something that you want.
你心里想要一个
东西。You want to talk to a friend. Maybe if I call the right person and talk to them.
或许我打电话给我朋友。
Maybe if I call my mom.
或许我打电话给我妈妈。
Maybe if I call my best friend.
最好的朋友。
No, that's not what you want.
那不是你要的。
You're longing for something beyond yourself. You're longing for something God has placed in your heart.
你心里有一件事情是神把那个渴慕放在里面。
If you look in the book of Ecclesiastes,
那我们来看传道书。
Now Ecclesiastes is written by the wisest man in the world.
他是
King Solomon. God gave him wisdom, and in chapter 3, verse 11.He said, He, that is God, has made everything beautiful in its time.
神造万物各有其时。
Chapter 3, verse 11.
第三章十一节。神造万物各按其时成为美好。
And it says, He has also set eternity in the hearts of men.
又将永生安置在世人心里。
Now, what does that mean? How can I have eternity in my heart?
我怎么能够有永生在我心里？
Eternity is so big.
永生是这么大。
And my heart is so small. How can I have eternity in my heart?
我怎么可能有永生在我里面？
Well, here's the way it is. God created man in His image.
神照着他的形象创造了我们。
And he created us to have a relationship with him.
他创造了我们，叫我们跟他有一个关系。
And he longs to have a relationship with us.
他渴望要跟我们有一个关系。
So it doesn't matter if I'm from Brazil,
不管我是从巴西来的，
or Yugoslavia,
或者是雨果，
or Russia,
或者是
or the USA,
或是美国，
or China,
或中国，
or Kenya, or wherever.
无论是哪里,
I have eternity in my heart.
我里面, 我的心里有永
生。I was created in God's image.
因为我是神,
and I'm going to have that longing for him. So really, I'm talking to all of us here today. Okay?
我讲的是我们每一
个人。Just wanted to say that up front. We're talking about all of us.
我在讲我们每一个人。
The problem is, When we go to some place that is not really our own,
问题是当我们到一个我们不认识的地方,
everything completely changes.
所有的事情都不一样,
everything does.
每件事都不一样,
you can know that in your mind before you go.
你去之前你就知道,
but once you get there, it's a different thing to try to live it out.
那你到那儿的时候, 就要活在那个环境, 又是另外一件事。
You know, we moved from Abilene, Texas,
我们从 Abilene, 德州,
which is sort of desert,
是一个沙漠地带,
up to the highlands in Kenya in 1987. The elevation was 6,300 feet above sea level.
是6,300,
it was a tribal area. People spoke a language I'd never heard before.
是一个种族的地方,
and very few people spoke English.
几乎很少人说英文,
their customs were different.
他们的习俗非常不一样,
everything they did was different, it seemed.
他们所做的事情表面就是不一样,
and I remember my neighbor who went with us, one of our co-workers,
我有个同工是我们的邻居,
she was lamenting one day.
她有一天就在讲,
she said, even the air we breathe is different.
她说我们呼吸,
because we were way high above the sea level.
就算我们呼吸的空气也不一样,
and it was true.
这的确是,
I remember the language was such a challenge.
我知道这个语言非常的困难,
the Kipsigis had a word for yes.
他们有一个字是是,
it's a nice, easy word.
是个很容易的字,
it's a. Would y'all like to say that? Go ahead and say A. Good job. All right, that's not a hard word. I thought I had this one down. Well, I would learn these things and go out and try to practice them.
Well,
I met a man, and we were with a group, and I said, are you coming from town? And the way you say that is, Iyobotowni? Well,
你是这样说,
he didn't really look at me, he just goes, hmm.
他没有讲话, hmm.
So I said it again. I said, Iyobotowni? And I smiled, and he says, hmm.
Yeah, 我微笑地讲,
and I thought, I must not be saying it exactly right.
我在想我大概没有说对,
so I tried to enunciate very clearly. I said, Iyobotowni? Finally, he looked at me straight in the eyes and said, hey, like, read my lips. Yes, I came from town. What I didn't know, what I didn't know was that in their language, they have other words for yes. And one of the words for yes is, so he had been telling me yes and I didn't understand it. And so I feel very ignorant in that situation. You know, I had a master's degree that I worked very hard for, but all of a sudden I hadn't quite graduated to kindergarten yet because I didn't understand, I didn't know what was. I had been around intelligent people. I'd written good papers and worked very hard. But all of a sudden, my knowledge didn't matter because I couldn't understand when someone said, I remember how time was such an interesting factor for us. I remember before I left for Africa, I was in graduate school. It seemed like my whole time in graduate school, I had at least two jobs. I slept a little bit. I drank a lot of coffee. And I had lists. Check, 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 check. I finished something, check. And then I write my list. Okay, what am I doing today? I have to do these 14 things. Check, 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 check.
今天我要做什么,
because in graduate school, you have deadlines. On a job, you have deadlines. And I was married. In fact, we had our first child while I was in graduate school.
So
we were very busy. I go to Africa. And I make my list. Okay, I'm going to go by the bank, open up an account, go meet the postmaster, get a mailbox, then I need to go do some shopping, and then I want to talk to someone else about language learning. Four things, not so much, right? So I go into the bank.
就我到了银行,
there's not a line.
那里没有人排队,
there's a crowd of people standing around pushing through trying to get to the front.
但是有一大群人, 就是在柜台前面,
so I'm looking at this, so I sort of go up and stand by the edge, but I don't really know what to do. Everybody else knows what to do. I don't know what to do.
他们都知道要做什么,但我不知道怎么办。
Let me just tell you, I spent a long time at the bank, maybe 2-3 hours. I finally get in to see the manager. He didn't want to talk about banking. He wanted to find out who I was working with, how my family's doing. I'm talking to the banker. And he brings me tea. I love tea, but I was surprised. I'd never had tea with a banker. I didn't even know who my bank manager was in America.
And
I'm sitting with my bank manager drinking tea, right? I still don't have a bank account. And I got three more things to do today, right? It's crazy. When I was thinking about this, in college we learned about culture shock. It really is fascinating the way people view time. For example, in Arab countries, for example, nobody gets there 5 minutes before time. Nobody arrives early. Do you know who arrives on time in an Arab country? According to this book and from conversations I've had with people, this is very true. The servants arrive on time. Are you a servant? Then you have to arrive on time, otherwise.
10 minutes
late? It's okay for a servant to get there 10 minutes late. That's all right.
Yeah,
1 hour late. That's when the equals arrive. That's you and me, by the way, okay? Now, an hour and 15 minutes late? That's, if it's like Africa, that's probably when the special guest gets there. Maybe 2 hours late. And in America, of course, everybody tries to be on time. Some of us don't do as well as we should, but we try to be on time. And I used to tell my African friends this, and they wouldn't believe me, but it's really true. In America, if you are 5 minutes late, you have to walk in and say, oh, sorry I'm late. You have to apologize, right? Can you imagine apologizing for being 5 minutes late? Is that crazy or what? If you're 15 minutes late, people may look at that as an insult. If you're 30 minutes late, they just think that you're rude. If you're an hour late, then it's pretty much unforgivable. How to greet somebody that's another thing. How do you say hello?
我们怎么样,
it's difficult
说,
when you go to a new place.
说你好,
does somebody want to talk? Or do they not want to talk?
他们到底要不要跟你讲话?
Mm-hmm. In Africa, they wanted to talk.
在非洲呢,
even if I'm passing somebody on the road, hey, how are you doing?
如果我在,
we might stop and shake hands. Oh, where are you coming from?
如果在路上遇见一个人,
how's the weather over there? Is it raining? Is it raining in that place?
哦, 你来的地方, 那里有下雨吗?
Okay, and we'd go on and visit for a while, right?
然后我们就会讲话。
Well, you know, I like to wave at people.
我喜欢向人招手。
Even in America, because I was from a smaller town.
就算在美国,
but if you go to a big city in America, and you're passing somebody on the street, and you say hello,
你说hello,
here's how it's going to translate in their language. If you say hello, what they're going to hear is this.
如果你说hello, 他们听见的就是这样。
They're going to hear you say, I'm crazy. I'm crazy.
我不正常。
That's the translation of hello in a big city.
在一个美国的大城市, 你若说hello, 人家会觉得你不正常。
How you greet one another is different in different places.
所以你怎么样, 跟对方见面,
what do you do when somebody comes to your door? What do you do when someone comes to your door?
那还有就是, 如果有人来拜访你, knock, 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 你怎么办? 来敲你的门。
Well, I had somebody come to my door in Africa, and I opened the door and I said, hello, and he said hello. I knew we're supposed to shake hands, so I shook hands.
所以有人来拜访我, 我就说hello, 然后我们握手。
I said, how are you doing?
你好吗?
And he said, fine. He said, how am I doing?
他就问说你好吗?
I said, fine.
我说好。
And I said, how can I help you today?
我能帮你做什么吗?
Ooh. I asked him how I could help him.
我问他我可以帮你做什么吗?
Like, what?
你为什么这样问我?
How can you? I was trying to think, how do I translate that? What do you want? What do you need?
就说你需要什么?
You're here for something, I guess, right?
来是有目的的。
Oh, anyway, then there's this awkward silence, right?
好像就觉得很奇怪, 不平静。
And I can't remember what happened after that. I just remember the next day,
我不记得发生什么事,
somebody
隔天呢,
came to me and said, I heard somebody came by your house.
我有人就来说, 我昨天有人来拜访你。
I said, yeah.
我说是。
He wondered if you were angry with him.
他在猜说你是不是跟他发脾气。
No, I wasn't angry with him. He thinks you're angry with him.
他觉得你对他生气。
I'm not angry with him. What did I do? I found out you're not allowed to ask someone what they're there for.
我才知道说你不能问他来要做什么。
If you ask someone why they are there, it's very rude in that place.
这是非常鲁莽。
You have to wait and let them tell you.
你要等。
Sometimes that can take 2 hours.
有时候呢, 他要花两个钟头来告诉你。
I didn't have 2 hours.
就是我没有两个钟头。
Well, there's a cultural way to handle that. I finally learned that I would say, oh, how are you doing? I invite them to sit down.
那我后来就学会了,要把他请进来,让他坐下来。
Say, how's your family?
我就开始问,
is the rain in that place?
那边有没有下雨?
It's sure great to see you. I'm involved in something else now, but I'm going to come back in a minute.
我现在在忙,
but I've welcomed them.
但是我欢迎他,
say, by the way, my wife is bringing tea. The tea will be out in just a few minutes.
而且我的太太在,
so I go on and do whatever I have to do. If I'm working in the yard, if I'm working in my office. This person's sitting over there drinking tea, right?
然后我就可以去做我自己的事情, 然后让这个人,
and I do whatever I have to do. Finally, when this person has to go,
当他需要走的时候,
they call me.
他就来,
so I come over there, I say, yes.
所以我就过来, 我就说,
like I'm surprised. Oh, yes. They say, well, I have to go now. I say, oh, sorry. Thank you for coming today. And then we start to walk out. Now, this is the really weird part. If it's a guy, he's going to want to hold my hand, right?
这个人呢，他要他是个男的，但是他要。
So I'm holding hands with this, and they do the little finger thing here too. I'm not just this, they do this like that.
这样子握手，他们这样握手。
Uh-huh. So the first time that happened, you know, I was a little bit stiff.
那第一次这样发生的时候，我觉得很奇怪。
After a few years, I started enjoying it.
那几年之后，我就开始喜欢了。
So we're walking out.
我们往外。
We're almost to the gate.
差点到门口。
And then he says, "Kalei."
他就说了。
When his voice does that little pitch upward, then I know, oh, this is the point. Kamwai, whatever he's saying, whenever the voice goes that way, I know, then that's when I go,
hmm.
You catch the,
hmm.
So then I go, hmm. And then they tell me why they are there. On the way out, right?
然后他就开始告诉我他到底要什么。
Wow, that was easier when I learned that. Otherwise, can you imagine my first few months of sitting there drinking chai, thinking, okay, when are you going to tell me what you're here for? For 2 hours. That was very stressful. It's funny now, but back then it wasn't funny. So the language is different. The practices are different. How to receive a guest. How to say goodbye.
If I do this in America,
it means bye-bye.
如果我这样子
If I do this in Africa, it means come here.
当我这样子就表示在非洲就说你到这儿来。
If I am in Africa, I don't tell people goodbye the same way that I say goodbye here in America.
当我跟人家说再见的时候是不一样。
Let me tell you, in America, if you're visiting someone's home,
如果你去拜访一个人，在美国
，They won't release you. They expect you to get up and go when it's time to go.
他们
How do you know? I don't know. You're just supposed to know, I guess.
在美国，你自己要走的时候就走。
You and they may or may not get up and walk you to the door in America.
他们不会起来送你。
And that is not considered rude.
那不表，这不并不是很粗鲁。
In Africa, if I don't release someone.
如果在非洲
they will sit in my living room all night until the next morning until I release them.
如果我不让他走的话，他会一直坐到隔天。
I have to look at them and say,
等我叫他走。
Okay, we release you now, and then I'll walk them to the door.
我必须告诉他说你可以走
了。I don't say goodbye to them at the door. That would be rude.
然后我就会一直送他送到门口。
And we stand and we walk them along and wave goodbye to them.
然后一直到出去了才招手。
You might wonder how I know this. I broke every rule there was to break.
我也。
So I had to apologize.
我做错了很多事情才学会这个。
Now, what I'm saying is that it's difficult when you go to a new place.
我想说的是，你到一个新的地方有很多的困难。
I remember the first day we arrived in Kenya.We had a 10-month-old baby Brenda had in her arms, Josiah.
我抱着一个十个月的婴孩。
Excited, we were going to preach the gospel.
我们非常的兴奋，我们要在这里传福音。
We're going to learn a new language.
要学一个新的语言。
We're going to love it.
我们会很喜欢。
We get off the airplane.
那我们从飞机下来。
We drive in traffic and almost get killed every couple of miles. We almost get killed. The traffic is horrible.
那个交通非常的复杂。
People swerving in and out, honking, shouting, and all this stuff.
大家都开车很不守规矩。
We finally get downtown. We had to purchase some things. I don't know if it was food or what.
我们到一个地方，我们需要买东西。
And there were beggars out on the street everywhere.
街上有很多乞丐。
Crazy people coming up to us.
还有很多很奇怪的人。
They always wanted to feel Brenda's hair. That was a big deal. They wanted to feel her hair. They thought that.
他们都要去摸。
So if they could get a sample of her hair, that was even better. You know, sometimes they would.
如果我能够，抓住她一根头发。
But.They wanted to touch Josiah. Some of them would try to take them to hold Josiah. They're very friendly toward children, but we didn't understand everything. At that time.
他们很想抱我的孩子。
There were strange things. And it was the big city. We had never been to a city the size of Nairobi before.
我没有到过这个Nairobi 这个
And so we get to the guest house.
那我们到了这个
And Brenda begins to weep. Not just a little bit, a lot. She was very sad.
我太太就开始哭。
And you never believe what she said.
她就你不会相信她说什么。
I want to go home.
我要回家了，我要走。
This is what we'd been dreaming about doing for years.
我们一直想要梦想要来这个地方。
But you know there was that feeling of wanting to go home.
但是马上我们就觉得我想回家了。
So I said, let's wait until tomorrow morning. We'll call the travel agent in the morning, okay?
我们明天早，我们等到明天早上。
And so that calmed her down a little bit.And we were able to somehow get through the night. But it was sort of a sad night.
We
were not very happy.
我们不是太高兴。
And I'm trying to set up this struggle in your mind because I'm telling you, it's hard to live in a new place.
就真的，我们到一个新的地方是很困难的。
Now, I'm telling you, when we left that country 10 years later,
当我们十年以后
to move to Uganda, we were crying, but we were crying because we knew we would miss those people.
我们要搬到乌干达，那我们就
We were crying because we had learned to love their culture.
我们已经爱上那个地方，我们很难过。
Actually, not the big city. We never lived in the big city. I don't know if I ever learned to love that one too much.
我们没有住在大城市，但是我们喜欢我们住的地方。
But we learned to love those people. We learned to love their language, to love their culture.
我们也学习了爱，我们爱上了那边的人，他们的文化，他们的语言。
And all of those emotions are compounded.
所有这些情感。
When you're working with people who are going through the same thing.
就帮助我们能够跟同样经历的人。
When you're married to somebody who's going through the same thing.When you're married to someone who's going through the same thing.
当你跟一个人结婚的时候，也是同样的过程。
You know, husbands and wives both go through these things.
丈夫跟妻子都同样经历这些事情。
So if you're in the water drowning,
如果你觉得你要
if you're swimming and trying to swim and you know you're about to go under,
那你在游泳的时候，你觉得你要淹死了。
And somebody starts swimming toward you saying, save me, help me.
那另外一个人要
It's like, stay away, I'm trying to stay alive here.
你就会觉得说我自己都救不活了，我没办法救你。
And so sometimes it's that way in marriages, isn't it?
就很多时候我们在婚姻里面也是这样。
One person is struggling just to keep their head above the water.
其中一个人就是要试着要
And if their spouse is calling out for help,
要浮在水面上，那另外一个人呢？
Are they really in a position to help? Can they really help them?
你真的能够帮助他们吗？
It's very difficult.
是非常困难。
If the children really need help, is the parent really in the position to help?
如果你的孩子需要帮助，你能够帮助他们吗？
It makes it very challenging.
就是非常有挑战性。
Well,I could go on and on and tell story after story, but here's my point.
那我要说的就是
There's a way to deal with this.
我们可以面对这个
And I want to give you a couple of ideas to help you deal with this.
那我要给你几个建议
And this is for me now in America.
就是
Because sometimes I struggle with my own culture.
有些时候我对我自己的文化
There are some things I like, but there are some things I don't like in my own culture.
对我自己的文化，有些我喜欢，有些我不喜欢。
And I think God calls us to be better than the normal person.
那我相信神要我们做一个更好的人。
So, number one, I think the main thing we have to do is realize God has placed good in every man.
我们要第一要认识神把一个好的
Every man is created in the image of God.
因为我们都是神，照神的形象所造。
God has a presence in every culture.
神在每一个文化里面都有他的同在。
If you have not seen that video that Jen sent to me, there is a Chinese pastor sharing about the Chinese characters and how they show the presence of God in the ancient history of China.
那有一个影片呢，就是讲到中国文化里面怎么样，有些轨迹，就是神的同在在那个时代。
But that doesn't surprise me.
那我不觉得惊讶。
Because I know God is present in every culture.
因为我知道神在每一个文化里面都。
But I hope if you have not seen that you will talk to Jen and get that link.
如果你想要看那个电影。
Brenda and I really enjoyed that.But every culture is going to have good things about it.
每一个文化呢，都有美善的地方。
And so when you're looking at any culture, whether it's your own culture or another culture,
就不管是哪一个文化，
it's very easy to find bad things.
我们很容易看见不好的地方。
But that's not very healthy.
那这不是太健康的看法。
I heard someone say one time,
那有一次我听一个人说，
It takes a skilled carpenter to build a barn.
要一个很有技巧的木匠来造一个木房子。
But any donkey can kick one down.
但是一个驴子呢，任何一个驴子都可以把它毁坏。
It's easy to criticize, isn't it?
我们很容易就去批评。
But we need to ask God to show us the good in people.
那我们要神叫我们看见。
Not only in people, but also in cultures. God, show me the good in this culture.
同样的，在每一个文化里。
Because God's presence is here.
要求神让我们看见。
So recognize the good. Recognize the eternity that's in a heart and even in a culture.
所以很重要的是，我们要认识。那个永生，在看见那个永生。
The next thing I want to encourage us all to do is to remember Jesus' command.
第二呢，我们要记得主耶稣的命令。
To be as little children.
就像回转向孩子。
You remember Jesus said in Matthew 19 verse 14.
在马太福音十九章十四节。
He said, "Let the children come to me and don't stop them."
让孩子到我这里来，不要阻止他们。
Because the kingdom of heaven belongs to ones like these.
因为天国是属于像这样子的人。
Are your children, little children, are they afraid to speak the language? Are they afraid to make mistakes?
你的小孩，他们怕做错事吗？
If they are, it's only because you've taught them to be.
如果他们害怕，是因为你教他们。
Children.Typically, don't mind making mistakes.
因为小孩子不在乎犯错。
And they're happy to learn from their mistakes.
他们就从错误里面学习。
They're very humble.
他们非常谦卑。
If they make a mistake, they may laugh at their own mistake and make a game out of it.
如果他们做错事情，他们反而。
They don't care.
他们并不在乎。
Adults, we're embarrassed.
但大人就觉得难为情。
You know, a few weeks ago, I went skating because my school had a skate night.
我上个礼拜我几个礼拜以前我去溜冰，因为学校有个
溜冰。My body has changed since the last time I had tried to skate.
但我上次。
Anyway, it wasn't very pretty sight. Anyway, I was trying to keep the skates here and not up there.
那我不太会溜冰。
Have you all ever been roller skating? Anybody been roller skating? Anyway.So I was trying to be cool while I was on the skates, you know.
我就在我就试着要溜冰。
Have you noticed who learns more quickly?
那你可以注意到谁学得比较快。
There's one person who's doing this, and there's somebody else who gets out there and makes the mistakes.
有人就扶着旁边，有人就出去溜。
If you are afraid to make a mistake, you can never learn.
如果你很害怕犯错，你就不会。
That's true with instruments. That's true with language. That's true with everything.
但每一件事都是这样。
We have to be a child.
我们要回转向孩子。
Children forgive each other, don't they?
小孩子很容易就原谅别人。
They don't hold on to a grudge.
他们不会
They can change quickly and forgive quickly.
他们不会怀恨在心，他们。
I remember a child as a child playing in my neighborhood.
我记得有很多小孩子在我家附近玩。
When my friends made me angry,
当我的朋友叫我很生气。
I only had one weapon that I could use against them.
我只有一个武器。
This was like the atomic bomb in a relationship.
这是一个像一个原子弹一样。
If you do that,
如果你这样,
I am never going to play with you again.
我就再也不跟你玩了。
That's right, never. What? Okay, I'm never playing with you again. That's the atomic bomb for a kid, right? What else can you do when you know you're 5 years old?
啊，你五岁的时候你能做什么呢？
Okay, hour passes.
一个钟头过去了。
Hey, how you doing? Okay, yeah. You wanna play hide and seek, maybe?
然后马上他们又开始在一起玩了。
A child can forget and forgive.
一个小孩很容易就原谅而且忘记。
If you want to adjust in a new culture, you're going to have to learn to forget and forgive.
如果你要适应一个新的文化，你就要学习
原谅而且忘记。
因为人总是会犯错。
People will do things they shouldn't do.
人总是会做他们不该做的事。
I remember a couple of weeks ago, I was watching this video about these Chinese youths that had been raised in America.
我几个星期以前我看一个电影。
And then they moved back to China. It was really interesting.
美国长大的中国孩子。
And they were interviewing them.
他们回到中国去。
And they talked about how annoyed they would get in America because when they would meet people, people would say, "Where are you from?"
那他们就讲到他们在美国的时候，人家
就会问 Brooklyn or Philadelphia. They'd say, "No. Where are you from?"
他们会问说你到底从哪里
？Originally, they're like, "I'm from Brooklyn."
他就说我是从布鲁克林来的。
Now, they knew the question, but they didn't want to say the answer.
他们知道他们在问什么,
and it really annoyed them for people to do that. Then they went to China.
当他们回到中国的时候,
and people had always told them that they spoke Chinese very well. But guess what happened?
他们,
they went to China, and they'd meet somebody, and people would say, "Where are you from?"
他到中国的时候, 人一样的问他, 你从哪里来的?
And inevitably, they would say, "I'm Chinese."
他们就说我是中国人啊。
And then people would say, "No. That's not the question. I'm not asking if you're Chinese. I'm saying, where are you from?"
那我不是问
这个。And that would annoy them, because they wanted people to think they're from China, but they had been raised in... Anyway, it's sort of confusing, isn't it?
对，他们就觉得很困难。
We have these feelings. Sometimes we get annoyed with people when they treat us a certain way.
那我们很多时候觉得不舒服。
Of adjusting in a foreign country is learning to forgive and release people.
所以我们学在一个新的环境里面，我们要学习原谅。
If I hold unforgiveness in my heart,
如果我里面一直不愿意原谅，
then I am a captive.
那我就会被捆
绑。Forgiveness is setting the captive free.
原谅让我们除去那个捆绑。
Only to discover that you were the one who was captive.
然后你自己，你了解你自己是那个被捆绑的人。
The next thing I want to mention is we have got to fellowship with Christians to encourage us.
我们基督徒要彼此鼓励。
If we are in a new place,
我们到一个新的地方，
we must be around people who can point us to God.
我们需要跟那些能够叫我们来到神面前的人。
Hebrews 3:13 says we must encourage one another daily.
希伯来书三章十三节说，
so that we won't be hardened.
相劝，就我们的心才不会刚硬。
One more thing, we must be friends with ordinary people.
第四，我们需要跟普通的人交往。
From that culture.
就在那个文化里面。
You might say, "Well, I don't really like the way they smell. I don't like the way they look."
你说我不喜欢他们，他们的他们。
I don't like the things they talk about.
我不喜欢他们讲的事情。
I don't really relate to them too well. It's sort of hard.
我觉得他们跟我很不一样。
But think about this: How was Jesus known?
让我们想，主耶稣要怎么样让人知道
？In Matthew chapter 11:19.
在马太福音十一章十九节
It says that everybody knew Jesus because he was a friend of sinners.
说到主耶稣是罪人的朋友，所以大家都认识他。
He was a friend with people that were sort of hard to be friends with.
他是那个 这一些很困难的人的朋友。
I talk to God about that sometimes, because sometimes it's hard for me to be a friend with sinners.
Yeah, 我有时候问主，因为对我来讲，有时候跟罪人做朋友也很困难。
I think He's helping me as I get older. I hope so. But we need to be like Jesus in that we're friends with people.
我们需要像主一样。
Now, that's sort of interesting to me when it says that Jesus was a friend of sinners.
当圣经说耶稣是罪人的朋友。
What choice did he have?
他有选择吗？
I mean, we're all sinners, right?
Yeah, 我们都是罪人。
That was the only kind of friends he could have, was the sinners.
但他在地上的时候
Because we're all sinners.
因为我们都是罪人。
And guys, we've got to have mercy on ourselves, but we've got to have mercy on each other.
我们需要彼此有恩慈。
And we have to form friendships. With people who may
需要
not always be the easiest. That will help us.
这样就会帮助我。
But you know, the main thing I think I wanted to share with you today, in all these things, it's not something I do.
我要说的就是说这些事情不是说我
You know, from a cultural perspective,
从一个文化的角度来看
from a sociological perspective,
从一个社会的角度来看
from an anthropological perspective,
或者从
There are certain steps we can take. We learn the language. We spend time with the people in that culture. But now I want you to move that aside. Because there's one thing that's the greatest thing. As a Christian, I've got to be going to God for help. Because I'm not going to find my fulfillment in being able to identify with a culture.
但是我不能在一个文化里面找到
I won't find happiness in being able to learn a language.
当我学习这个语言，不见得就表示我会快乐。
My satisfaction in life is not going to come from a degree.
我的满足不是从这些事情来的。
My greatest joy is not going to come from having cool friends.
我最大的喜乐不是说我交到一些很好的朋友。
God created us in His image to have a relationship with Him.
神用他的照他的形象创造我们，叫我们与他有关系。
And that same God said, "Cast your cares on me."
他就是那位神说，把你的忧虑都交给我。
Because I care for you.
因为我顾念。
He doesn't want us to cast our cares somewhere else.
他不要我们把我们的忧虑放
在别的地方。He wants to receive those cares.
他要来照顾。
It's not bad if we talk to a friend.
我们可以跟一个朋友讲话。
But that's not going to be the biggest help for us.
但不会对我们有太大的帮助。
The greatest help will come when we can go to God and say, God, this is what I'm concerned about.
只有我们到神面前，神可以帮助。
This is what I'm worried about.
这是我所担心的。
This is what I'm happy about.
这是我所快乐。
This is what I'm sad about. God, I need you. It says, cast your cares on Him because He cares for you.
因为神说，把我们的顾虑交给他，因为他顾念我们。
He says, I stand at the door and knock.
他说我在门外叩门。
If anybody hears my voice
有人听见我的声音
and lets me come in,
让我进来
I'll sit down and eat a meal with them.
我就坐下
Would you like to have a meal with the Lord? He's ready. That's what he's saying to Christians.
所以神向
所
有的基督
徒这样说 But we've got to call on him. Now here's the problem.
我们可以向他呼求
Here's the problem. And you know, I keep saying, I got to tell you the good news and the bad news, right?
我一直说有好的信息也有不好的信息
The good news is that he's willing to do that, but there are some other forces that want to come into your life as well.
神总是愿意要为我们。
If you're hurting and you run to alcohol,
但是有同样有别的影响力在我们生命里面。如果你觉得受伤，然后你就开始喝酒。
It will help you for a short time.
这可能对你有暂时的。
It'll help you make it through the night.
可能就过这个晚上。
But then it will have a legal right to be there in your life.
但是呢，那个势力就有合法的权利。
Because you have invited it in.
And 因为你邀请他进来,
it will not leave very easily. And it's not just alcohol.
不只是,
Even good things cannot help you like God.
就像,
if you think you're hurting so bad,
若你觉得你很受伤,
and you believe if I just had the right relationships in my life,
若你觉得我只要有正,
and you expect that help from friends,
你希望你的朋友可以帮你,
and it's only help that God can provide,
但只是到某一个程度而已,
those friends may help you for a short time,
这些朋友可能短暂的可以帮你,
but if your security is based on those relationships,
但是你如果你的安全感是,
those friends will let you down eventually.
基于那个,
and that insecurity will remain because you have invited that place in your heart.
你的不安全感会一直在那里,
and we could say that with anything. If we go anywhere beside God,
如果我们到任何一个地方,
if we cast our cares on anything or anyone beside God,
若把我们的忧虑放在那,
if we open the door for anyone else to come into our heart for that spot that belongs only to God,
如果你打开门, 把这个权势邀请,
we may get some short-term help.
你可能暂时得到一些帮助,
but then long-term, we'll have to pay the price.
但长远来讲, 你要付上一个很大的代价。
The good news,
那好消息就是,
God can break those bondages.
神可以打破那些捆绑,
whether it's insecurity,
或是你觉得不安全,
or pride,
骄傲,
or selfishness,
你的自私,
or sadness,
或你的悲伤,
God wants to renew our spirits.
神要,
it's not a bad thing that we're from a different place.
我们的灵,
it's a blessing.
神会给我们祝福,
we live in this world,
我们在这个世上,
but we're not of the world.
不属于这个世界,
God's called us to a different place.
神召我们到另外一个地方,
we can give hope to people who are lost.
我们可以给别人盼望,
we can give help to people who need help.
我们可以帮助别人,
and it's not because of us.
也不是因为我们怎么样,
it's because who's living in us.
而是那个住在我们里面,
we know the source of new life.
我们有一个新生命的源头,
and we know the source of living water. And we've asked that living water to come into us and to flow out of us. And that's a blessing that we have as Christians. But we've got to go to the source for the water, right? So as I close today, I just want to say, remember. We go to God. God cares for us. We receive God. God helps us. That's whether it's a marriage issue, a culture issue, a work issue, all those things, God wants to be a part of them. God cares for us. Let's pray now. Lord God, I just ask that you will touch us today, Lord. I pray that you will fill us with your spirit. Lord, I pray that you will help anybody who's down. Help anyone who's discouraged. Lord, sometimes we long for family. We long for friends. We long for a place. We long for something that we don't even know what we're longing for. But we want to say right now, you are our deepest longing. You are our greatest desire. Would you fill our hearts? Would you help us, Lord? Would you help us from day to day? Would you bless your servants here today? We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're gonna